Welcome to Talk for Tuesday, and today we're talking about fitness and well-being with our guest speakers, Mr. Harvey and Mr. Nelson.
Hello.
Hello.
So what is fitness?
Fitness to me is being healthy, okay? Very important, obviously, the job I do. Something I've always done all my life, obviously. Got it from my mum and dad, and then obviously something that I love doing. I think it's massively, massively important, especially obviously so important the last couple of years we've had. And now we're in January, okay, because when you go to the gym, it's just full.
Chocking, isn't it, yeah?
Always busy. After Christmas, everyone doing the New Year's resolutions, trying to maybe lose a bit of weight, or, and we're going to talk about mental health later on, but fitness links in so much with mental health.
Right. It's just something we're both really passionate about, isn't it? Just getting out, doing anything outdoors, really. I think that's something which I've been interested in since a young age. Instead of just sort of sitting in watching the telly, I've always liked to just sort of get out, get my hands dirty, come on, muddy knees, muddy elbows, throw myself around in the mud. So that sort of links in with PE almost very, very, very easily, doesn't it? With most of our sports being outside. So it's something which we both enjoy doing, we both enjoy delivering it, we both enjoy or trying to lead a fit and healthy life, don't
we? As much as we can, yeah. I think it's important, especially for sociably as well, because obviously from a young age I played in a lot of teams, so making a lot of friends, and I'm trying to pass that on to kids to teach, but also my own children. The amount of times I'm out, say it's probably the same, in the city centre, and I've been with my wife, and my wife goes, stopping every 5 minutes and goes, how do you know them? And it's just through being fit and playing sports with them and
different clubs and all that.
Yeah, going for football teams, and
good for socialising as well. It links in with the mental health as well, just doesn't it? Getting outside and just communicating with other people as opposed to just staying in, just being locked up.
How would you suggest people who are new to fitness and like haven't done it but they want to get into it this year, how would you suggest would be a slow and steady but healthy way to get into it?
Just start walking to school. First thing ever, just walk to school.
Oh, I can't do that. I live on the other side of Kirby.
Where do you live?
I live in Northwood.
Okay, so
even just going for a walk. Or even just
yeah, I don't walk to school because I live in town.
I just go
on a walk. Walk around the park. And
yeah,
the
just throw your headphones in, listen to some music, just go for a little walk, especially now
the first thing you
the winter's like, we're sort of seeing the back end of the winter now, aren't we? So the days are going to be a lot longer, so it's perfect time in the evenings, going for walks, get your headphones in, meet up with a mate, maybe go for a little gap, have a little chat while you're walking, because it's perfect to talk about your feelings, talk about something which you're sometimes not comfortable talking, because that's sort of linked in with the mental health as well, because it's something which like we're both pretty passionate about as well, like we were saying before, like mental health. Like I, in the old job which I used to work before I was a teacher, I work in sort of an office job, and we did these things called Wellbeing Wednesdays, where it was linked with just sort of coming away from the office, coming away from the computer, and just having a good chat about just sort of things that you wouldn't normally talk to people about, nor people you wouldn't speak to of other parts of the job. So that's really good for your mental health as well. Just exercising as well. Just you feel boss after working.
Weekend's big. Even just get out for half an hour, start on a little walk to town centre, walk to your friend's house. And then you can build it up.
Yeah. They do a thing called like the couch to 5K, that was a thing which a few of the kids were doing last year, where you start by doing maybe 200 metres around like a running track, and you can improve it to maybe 3 laps, 4 laps, and then if you want maybe improve from walk to a jog. And obviously we've got the running clubs as well at the school, which Horriban runs, which
just get on the track, just walk. I'm with Miss Kelly. Just on the track with Miss Kelly.
I've got a question.
Go on.
Like if the weather's bad one day, how could you actually do fitness in your house?
They're easy. Just do anything.
There's plenty of things on YouTube.
Do you live in a bungalow or do you live on an house?
A house.
You've got steps, haven't you, up to your house? Just steps doing that. You could do little arm exercises.
Yeah, little Joe Wicks ones, which is massive. Loads, like last year.
That up reminds and down. Me with Miss Hamer and the step boxes.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff like that. There's loads torture. Of things. Yeah.
You did it for 15 minutes.
Have you got a garden?
I know.
Yeah.
Down in your garden, unless the bed is horrendous, just do little
There's
things.
Plenty of body weight things you can do as well. You don't need any equipment. You could do like star jumps, burpees. There's plenty of things to do.
How can you keep motivated then?
Just music. music, and hopefully,
we all like music.
Music, anything.
Get a friend to do it with you.
Motivated, have a little goal. I don't know, the goal could be, mate, I don't know, maybe losing weight or getting stronger, getting fitter, being able to, instead of doing 10 steps on what your step, 20 steps.
What about like the diet side? Because we've talked a lot about like physical and mental health, but we haven't really talked about diet and what's healthy.
Well, diet's so important. Do you think diet is 70%? If you want to lose weight and get fitter and stronger, diet is 70% and going to gym or being fit is 30%. That's how big diet is. So you could do a great gym session and then go to McDonald's, go for the chippy, eat bags of crisp, and it'll just knock all that weight. Diet's so important.
What about with like bodybuilders? Because like obviously they eat a lot of food, don't they?
Yeah, but they burn a lot of food, and the food they eat is protein. And with protein, without getting too gory, what with protein, what you don't use, you sort of pass through your body, if that's the best. Well, you know how you pass through things through your body.
Some people make they write down their diet.
So you can have it on your phone.
Zaps on your phone.
Now where you can do all different stuff. So school dinner's massive as well, So try and go for a healthy option. Like maybe I've seen you while you was with a butty before, and like butty rad and getting a pizza.
I think that like though with like the hot dinners, there's not that many healthy options unless it's like a roast dinner on, and then again there's not much stuff like vegetarians like me, because
Sarah's a vegetarian, so he'd be in the same boat as you.
I normally just get like plain pasta or something like that. There's the unhealthy options. That's like the cheese pizza pockets, and they're just not that healthy.
Yeah, but the problem with as. That's why there is a problem.
You're trying to ban the school, yeah.
Most things that...
A lot of schools are the same.
That unhealthy tastes the best, don't they? That's the reason around unhealthy.
It was like a vegetarian curry, and it looked like chicken, but it wasn't.
It tastes like it as well, just it wasn't chicken.
And you always seem to have the most unhealthy things as the cheapest as well.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Which is a massive problem as well. But a lot of, like... When was it when Jamie Oliver started saying everything around?
He tried his best, didn't he?
That was about maybe what... 20 years ago, maybe, 10, 15 years ago.
It has changed a lot since we were actually.
Yeah, it's got a lot of
healthy. I've got old and say, but it's a lot.
We banned turkey twizzles.
Yeah. Sausage rolls. He still does sausage rolls.
Have you ever seen the Netflix show? And it's like Joe Wicks, and he does a bunch of recipes, and he helps people lose weight, and like at the end they reveal how much they've lost and what they've been eating, and like there's lots of step-by-step recipes on there.
Yeah, that's the goal. The end goal, isn't it? There's always an end goal, and if you've got something there. And obviously we're going to talk about mental health. Mental health and exercise is so, they go in tandem, so important for each other, okay? The main reason is just getting the blood flowing, getting exercise. Obviously, again, without going too technical, you released chemical in your brain, okay, every time you're exercising. When you do release that exercise, it's the feel-good factor. We actually do it in GCSEPA. It's the feel-good factor. Any type of exercise makes you feel better, I promise you that. You go out now and you could go and do a walk, go and do a jog, go on a bike ride with your friends, you will feel better after, 100%. And especially nowadays with, obviously, the COVID and a lot of people worried and having, and I know statistically mental health's gone through the roof, hasn't it?
Mm.
Exercise is massive.
What's the deal with, like, extracurriculars? Because, I think everyone knows about, like, more of the creative clubs and some of them.
We've got clubs on all the time. The only days we don't do is Monday, Friday. Obviously, Monday we have meetings day and Friday.
You do football, don't you?
So we do football.
Thursdays, Tuesdays, we've got the boxing. So a new club this year, isn't it?
I would join the boxing one, but...
There's loads of girls that do it.
It got said that it was in Tower Hill, and I don't
know. No.
From Tower Hill.
No, the link is Tower Hill. Yeah, so it's here.
Why didn't you tell me that before?
You're right. We put Tower on because that's the link. So the Tower coaches come into our hour, and then hopefully, if you like it, after 2, 3, 4 sessions, you then go to Tower Little Boxing Gym and do it 3 times a week and do it more.
We've got running club on the Wednesdays.
Yeah, we have gymnastics Tuesdays.
Basketball every break time.
Gymnastics,
when we used to go down for PE, we before lunch like today, we used to go and watch Stu's play table tennis for a bit.
Normally me beating Mr. Harvey.
Yeah, I've never beat him once, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for all the information on how to stay fit and stuff, and we should say goodbye to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Goodbye, podcast.
We hope you listen to our podcast.
Bye. We will.